This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. It's about the choices that we make every single day. And the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. Tomorrow, kick off with an email. Ronnie in Austin, Texas says, I've just had a stent recently put in my heart, and my doctor says I need to eat a heart-healthy diet. What are some things I can do to get my heart in better shape? Well, there's a lot you can do. I mean, eating is the first standard, in my opinion. It is the foundation. Now, exercise is a close second, but still, your eating habits really make the biggest difference. And here's why. For cholesterol to build up in the arteries, or triglycerides, which is the excess of blood fats, when that happens and they build up over a little bit of time, then that's when it becomes quite the challenge. And it's pretty much that having the wrong kinds of fats, too much of the wrong kind of carbohydrates over and over again going throughout the body in your day-to-day diet that causes that to build up over time. Is it genetic? Well, a little bit. Mostly it's our habits that we do every single day. So to get your heart in better shape, here's a couple of quick tips. And for cholesterol, there's some great tips out there to keep your cholesterol in check, which in turn will keep the arteries in check and the heart in check. Number one is to actually exercise about 15 minutes a day, 5 to 6 days a week. We know through the research and studies that if you get out, get moving, and the body does very, very well. And one of the keys that you have to look at in this sort of thing is to make sure, no matter what, that you do it at a brisk pace. So it's not really going out and just walking the dog, letting the dog stop every 3 minutes to do his business. You want to make sure that you're walking at a brisk pace, like you're late for a flight. And making sure that you do that on a regular basis will make a big, big difference. The other key to look at is to also look at eggs. Now, I know we've heard eggs are terrible for cholesterol and they'll clog your arteries and all that sort of thing. Not so much. Eating eggs every single day, one of the best ways to support the heart and support healthy cholesterol levels. There are two components in the egg yolk. One is called choline. The other is called lecithin. Those two together will help to emulsify the fat within the arteries and also to transport it out of the body. So those are great ways to go. The American Heart Association and the major heart associations around, the cardiology associations rather, are all standing behind that now, saying that eggs are actually good for us. So, great news on that front. The other thing for cholesterol too, you want to look at niacin. Niacin helps to support healthy vasculature within the body. It's vitamin B3, and you can get it in certain foods. Now, you can take it as a supplement, of course, and that's the easy way, vitamin B3, but you can also get it in certain foods. And the foods that are loaded with B3, you've got tuna, regular tuna fish, then also beef, mushrooms, green peas, and avocados. Those are great sources of vitamin B3 and niacin that can help along the way. And of course, the other one with cholesterol levels are omega-3 fats. Your fish oils, cod liver oil, one of my favorites, salmon oil, all of those are really good oils that can make an impact and create change. So I would look at that for sure. And then, again, when you've had a stent put in, it can be scary, all right? So to get in shape, there's some eating habits that can help. But in the exercise department, too, along with walking, you want to look at rebounding. Rebounding, you get a little mini trampoline, jump up and down on that, and it can really build those levels up. And you jump, 5 minutes a day to 20 minutes a day can kind of build up to it. It's great because You can set it in front of the TV if you watch one of your favorite shows or sporting events and get that done. And then that way you're getting the right motion into the body to be able to help with healthy blood pressure levels and to keep the heart healthy. So some great little tips that can help. Remember, your eating habits, number one, whether you get a dietitian, a lifestyle coach, someone to work with you to get your dietary habits right, and then your exercise habits, those two are the absolute keys. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website, and we're here for you every single day. And remember, our lifestyle providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, all that can help you go to the next level with your health and with your life. Let's go to the phones, and let's talk with Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
I was just calling to add a question about natural ways to stop seizures in the head. I had had a concussion a couple months ago, and through EEG, I was just curious how to stop seizures in the brain naturally.
Well, with seizures, it comes down to a couple of keys. Now, most doctors will tell you that medicine doesn't have it completely figured out yet. There's some brain pathways that they figured out in order to get the seizures to settle down. But there's still a lot that we don't know about seizures. But for the most part, there can be triggers in the body that can lead to more seizures, and that can come from certain areas of the brain chemistry, dopamine, serotonin, and even acetylcholine. Some of the different neurotransmitters that are active are what you have to look at, and keeping those supported nutritionally. That can make a big, big difference. So that's the first piece I would look at. The other is, of course, with the seizures themselves, is to look at patterns. And having someone that can check patterning supply of that will give you a good kind of insight into why they're happening too. But omega-3 fats, just to give you some basics, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin B6 in the version of pyridoxal 5-phosphate, we call it P5P, and then also vitamin D is also known to be supportive and helpful. And then you can get some blood testing done to check and see if there's any core nutritional deficiencies that might be there, could be causing some of the challenges that you're facing. So I would look at a host of those and then, you know, see what the deficiencies are. And if you want to keep us posted with that information, you can. But getting someone that can guide you nutritionally is going to be very helpful. Because seizures, again, there's a lot of reasons why they happen. I mean, chemical sensitivities can cause them, food allergies, and then deeper level items can cause them. But I would get the testing done first. Figure out what your doctor says and then keep us posted, okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Energy drinks are fairly common now. We see them more than ever, especially with our young people. And they're saying now with ADHD, of course we see a lot of ADHD within school-age children and teenagers, but they're saying now the energy drinks are linked to hyperactivity and inattention in a lot of the middle school students. Yale University researchers looked at more than about 1,600 students in middle schools in Connecticut, and their average age was around 12. The boys were more likely to consume the energy drinks than the girls were, and the researchers also found that young boys, African-American and Hispanic students, were more likely to drink the beverages than the Caucasian students. Children who consumed energy drinks were 66% more likely to be at risk for hyperactivity and inattention, according to the study and the current issue in the Journal of Pediatrics. So, again, cautious with parents. Number one, you have a lot of sugar in them, but also the excessive amounts of caffeine can throw off the brain chemistry and lead to ADHD-type symptoms. We'll be right back. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, make an appointment right now. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. And we had an email come in. Cynthia from Spokane, Washington, writes, "Been struggling with hot flashes. I'm only 39 years young. What in the world should I do?" Well, Cynthia, it all depends. Several things can cause hot flashes. Could you be going into early menopause? It's a possibility, but very unlikely. You probably could have your estrogens could be out of balance. And there's three main estrogens. There's estrone, estradiol, and estriol. And a lot of times only one of those gets checked if there are any hormones checked by most physicians. So it's good to have all three checked along with your progesterone. And I would have testosterone checked. Get all those done by blood test by your primary care physician. Let them look at the numbers and see what's going on. That is one of the primary issues a lot of times when you're having hot flashes. Now, there's another one what you can need to look at is blood sugar related issues. So if you're headed toward diabetes, a lot of times it can mimic hot flashes that are similar to menopause. So that's something you want to look into as well. So their blood sugar, they can check your glucose levels on blood tests, and then also your hemoglobin A1C. That shows more of the long-term blood sugar over the last 3 months or so and how well it's been doing. You want to make sure you keep that A1C. That's kind of the marker they're using nowadays. You want to keep that under 6.0 for sure to stay away from that pre-diabetes range. But I would get that checked out. Now, in the meantime, there is a good overall balancer for women's estrogen that's just phenomenal, and it works very well. It's called Black Cohosh. Been used for many, many years and works very well with women, especially as they get into their late 30s, early 40s, when they're experiencing these types of symptoms. So I encourage you to look into that. Your health food store should carry it. If not, you're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, give us a call, 888-283-7272. Let's go to Joseph. Hi, Joseph. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
The doctor fixed the phone right off. Now, back in 2005, December, I was poisoned by carbon monoxide, and I knew I was being poisoned for a long time because I had a gas meter that the company gave me, and when I got poisoned the worst, the meter was reading extremely high amounts, 195 to 587 parts per million. And then, you know, of course, I started feeling real sick, and then after I'd gone to the hospital and they give me oxygen, I started feeling better, and I was okay for a while, and then about, three or four weeks later, I just started feeling real sick and real tired all the time. My ears were ringing real bad. I had been sick, like with colds and flu, for a long time during the period of time I was being poisoned, at least for about 2 or 3 months, and it was a continuous illness. And it's one thing after another, just like colds, flus, upper respiratory infections. I had sores all over my body. My hair was falling out of my head by the hands full. The sores wouldn't go away. They wouldn't heal. They kept multiplying, actually. And so anyway, I ended up seeing my doctor, and I blacked out in front of him during an examination. And he said, "Well, you know, that's not good, and you can't go back to work like that." And since I'd been diagnosed so many times during the course of a month and a half at an emergency room with the carbon monoxide poisoning, I just figured maybe if I'm just out for a while and they just, you know, figure out just exactly what's wrong with me, I'll be okay and I can go back. But sure. I just never got better. I just kept being sick. And right. Finally, I'm going to the hospital now for the past 2 years because I've been out of work for over 3.5 years now, and I've had night sweats and sudden sweats and periods where my seems like my hands and my feet are ice cold, and then my right and hand and foot will warm up, and then my left hand and foot will warm up, and then I'll be okay, and then sometimes I'll just be pushing a cart in a shopping mall or whatever, going to the store, and then all of a sudden I almost black out. I get extremely busy. My ears ring constantly, both of them, high, low. It's like pinging a crystal glass, and then all of a sudden it reaches a crescendo, but it just keeps going, never stops, and clicking noises and popping noises. And aside from all that, you know, I started blacking out when I was going driving, and I don't drive anymore. I had common sense enough to stop, but the fact is I started blacking out at stop signs and almost passing out behind the wheel in traffic, and and it just started happening walking down the street, here, there, and everywhere, and or my body just jerking and uncontrollably and biting my tongue all night long and can't sleep. I've had insomnia for the past 3.5+ years. So now, since I've been to get into the hospital, besides the carbon monoxide poisoning, they're telling me I've got spina bifida coda. I've got, I know I have 2 herniated discs in my neck from an accident over 17.5 years ago. And I have osteoarthritis and Meniere's disease, and they put me on a low salt diet because I have elevated blood pressure, and absent-mindedness and all these other things just keep going on and on. It's like some kind of, I hit the roulette wheel of nightmare symptoms after this carbon monoxide poisoning.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So what I've done recently, and that after the low-salt diet started, that my stomach, because I had acid reflux, I'm taking a lot of pain medication with these other diseases and everything, and the Neurontin 300 milligrams are giving me is helping control the seizures. I haven't had any blackouts since that period of time. It's controlling a lot of these other ones. So the
blackouts have pretty much stopped. Right.
Yeah, the seizures stopped. It's just that the sweats, the ringing in my ears, the absent-mindedness, and just being tired all the time has pretty much gone on. So what I did was I started to I used some of your advice because I was having a few problems. So I started taking some supplements. And
I'll tell you what. Hang tight for just a second. We're going into a commercial break, and when we come out, we'll talk about all these issues from carbon monoxide poisoning. Now it's throwing you into a kind of a tailspin with a lot of different symptoms, from insomnia to Meniere's disease, and just all kinds of issues. Let's talk about how to get out of where you are when we come out of this commercial break. Hang tight. Questions about your health? 888-283-7272. 888-283-7272.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Leadership in the Senate has reached a power-sharing agreement laying out how the body will operate with a 50-50 split. New Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the deal settles committee ratios and allows those committees to organize with Democrats at the gavel. They hold the majority in the Senate through the tie-breaking vote of Vice President Kamala Harris. At the heart of the standoff was the matter of the filibuster, which Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell demanded Schumer pledge to keep in place. The New York Democrat initially resisted, but two Democratic senators, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, announced they wanted to keep the filibuster rule intact, essentially depriving Schumer of the votes to do away with it. And prosecutors in Wisconsin are asking a judge for a new arrest warrant and an increased bond for Kyle Rittenhouse, the Illinois teen accused of killing two people last year during unrest in Kenosha. According to court filings, prosecutors say Rittenhouse violated the terms of his current bond by moving and failing to give the court his new address. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As states and school districts continue to wrestle with the reopening of classrooms, the CDC is offering some new guidance for getting kids back into school. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Teachers do not need to get vaccinated against COVID-19 before schools can reopen safely. That's according to the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rachel Walensky. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices did put teachers in the frontline essential workers category, which means they will be right after healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has some advice for President Biden regarding school children.
It's time for Joe Biden to stand up and say the kids are the most important things, important players here. And the teachers just are going to have to suck it up and stand up and provide an education. Otherwise, these kids have no chance whatsoever, Stephanie. It is a disaster what's happening to them.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC.
And the Kansas City Chiefs have placed two players on the COVID reserve list ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl after they received a haircut from a barber who tested positive for the virus. Center Daniel Kilgore and wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson were placed on the list as close contacts, but could be cleared to play in Sunday's game if they test negative for five consecutive days. Kilgore was actually mid-haircut when the barber received his test results. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
This hour to talk about life and talk about health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Well, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you'd like to participate in the show, you can jump in and call 888-283-7272. Check in, get on the phone, and let's get well. 888-283-7272. Or visit us online. They're going into the break talking with Joseph. Joseph's been going through several things. One of the biggest things is he got carbon monoxide poisoning, threw him into a tailspin. Now he's been struggling. His ears have been ringing, which can lead to Meniere's disease. And also he got issues with insomnia, and you got issues with a herniated disc, osteoarthritis. And go into a little bit of where you are now. You're very tired, fatigued. And what are you looking to accomplish? You want to get out from where you are? You want to just have a better quality of life? Talk to me a little bit, Joseph.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out is, and because I'm not the doctor, and the doctors they haven't finished with me because they're going through so much trying to cover everything. But can a tethered spinal cord cause seizures? Because they haven't told me why I was having the seizures. All I know is that the seizures have stopped since they've been giving me this medication. And insomnia. I mean, it's just like, man, I haven't, with the exception of just piling on the naproxen sodium with the Neurontin, Eating bananas and chicken and drinking milk or ice cream or anything I can to try to induce some sleep. I hardly ever get any sleep, regular sleep, normal sleep. I've had sleep deprivation for over 3.5 years. It's driving me nuts. I'm tired all the time, and it's
but okay,
really worried about
getting
old time.
You've had sleep issues for the last 3.5 years. But let me ask you, in the last 3.5 years outside of the poisoning, how long has it been since you've been off work? Is it the sleep issues began when the carbon monoxide poisoning happened?
Yes, they started.
Or was that before?
They started. I started having sleep issues just before the acute poisonings, where I was actually falling asleep on the job. I just thought I was sleeping on, falling asleep from being overworked or anemia or something. But once they gave me the gas meter, and then I found out I was being poisoned, and the doctors kept telling me, "Go find another job." For crying out loud, you can't just keep coming in here. Then I realized something's happened to my body. And then after that it was up to the doctors, and it's just been kind of a revolving door situation with the doctors ever since. I know when there's a side effect from medication, but the problem is all these symptoms started before any medications.
Before the medication ever started.
Yes,
right.
The only thing that was wrong was a herniated disc and the carpal tunnel in my left shoulder, and that wasn't going to cause seizures.
What kind of medication are you taking right now?
Neurontin 300 milligrams, 4 times a day, and okay. I'm taking naproxen sodium 220 milligrams twice a day.
Okay. All right. Let me run down kind of a list of things for you and what I think might be beneficial that can kind of aid in what you're going through. I think that, once you've had carbon monoxide poisoning, the thing is, can the residual effect of that be, lingering? It can. And what I recommend that you do, if you haven't already done so, is to even though it's been some time, is to do some oral chelation. Because a lot of times some of the gases can stay trapped in the fatty tissues, in the adipose tissue, within the body. And it's good to have some oral chelation that will help pull that out of the body. It's important to do that in cleansing on a regular basis. And, of course, your lymphatic system, which is the body's natural detoxification center, it will help eliminate a lot of this, but it's always good to do almost like a cleanse, but it's an oral chelation. And, IV chelation would have been good right after the poisoning, but you're so far removed from that now, I think oral chelation can be a benefit to you. And chlorella is a really good oral chelating agent. It's all natural, and it just helps the body reduce toxins. The other thing is, now, when you haven't slept in that long period of time, there's several things that can be going on. Now, remember, in natural medicine, we look at the body three different ways. We look at it mentally, chemically, and structurally. There's three main components to the body. It's called the health triangle, and that makes you look at all three primary areas. So just because you're not sleeping doesn't mean it's a direct effect of carbon monoxide poisoning. There could be something else building up in the body, such as neurotransmitters, which are the brain chemicals that aren't firing the way they need to, and that typically is what affects sleep. And any anti-seizure medication or any medication that they're giving you in regards to that, they play around with neurotransmitters. Matter of fact, most medicines do that. There's noradrenaline, and there is acetylcholine. All of these, if they're manipulated, they can literally change different processes in your body. If you get those balanced, it can cause the body to work very, very well. So there's a couple things. When you don't sleep, typically it has to do with two primary neurotransmitters. Well, three actually, but two primary, one secondary. The two primary would be serotonin and then also acetylcholine. Those are the two primaries. Then GABA, which is an inhibitory brain chemical, it is one that has to do with anxiety, and it can also cause seizures. And so there's a couple things you'll want to look into. Now, the best thing to do is to ease into this. If they haven't pinpointed exactly which neurotransmitter is off, I would ask them to run some blood tests to see on that. And also, in the meantime, it's never harmful to the body to play around with taking phosphatidylcholine, because it's completely natural. It's a base of lecithin, which is it's completely natural, but it'll help support acetylcholine levels. And the best time to take that is at night before bed, about 2 to 3,000 milligrams. And if you're not sleeping very well, it can be an incredible sleep aid. Now, if you were suffering with depression, which it doesn't sound like you are, it would be leaning more toward the serotonin side of things. But usually acetylcholine is the one, it's the culprit. If you just can't go to sleep, you can't stay asleep. Now, Of course, medication can be good for a short period of time. You just don't want to do it for the long run. But the phosphatidylcholine can make a big, big difference. The other list of issues that you have, even from the carpal tunnel and the little neuropathies that you have going on, those are from the structural side of the health triangle, the bones, muscles, and the nerves. And chemical things can affect that, specialties that can help tremendously with what you're going through with that osteoarthritis. Probably low vitamin D. Most people carry enough calcium. I would get a blood test to check on your vitamin D levels. Make sure your vitamin D running between 70 and 90 on the blood test. Now, Meniere's disease, a whole different animal. Even though you've had that poisoning of carbon monoxide, Meniere's disease typically can be a result of food allergies within the body that cause issues with the ringing in the ears. And one can be a manganese deficiency, where you can take around 100 milligrams a day of manganese. That can be helpful. Just follow those instructions on the bottle. You can get that at any health food store. Ionic manganese is the best, though. It's a liquid, and it's much better than tablets. But then also wheat allergy, which basically just wheat products, from breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, things like that. All of those can be major issues causing, and really issues within the right ear, and the manganese would be more in the left ear. And the fatigue and that sort of thing is definitely coming from the fact you're not sleeping. I would start there. The adrenal glands, which are the body's stress glands, those are, when they get tired, when they get worn out, that's what causes you to be tired and fatigued throughout the day. But if you're not getting solid sleep, where you're going into that deep REM stage sleep, and you always know you're going into a deep REM when you're dreaming, and you can remember your dreams. You don't have to remember them so vividly, but you'll know you dreamed last night, and that's always a big indicator when you're in the place where you're sleeping well. So those are some things to get started with. You stay with your doctors, obviously, and I know they're plugging away at it, but we'll be here to walk you through the process as well, just to be a teammate to you. Of course, I'm here each and every night, but you can also email me. But it sounds like you've got, some things to go through. But just know this, if the body can get sick, it can get well. And if the body can go through things, such as carbon monoxide poisoning, and it go haywire a little bit, it can be brought back into balance. We just have to figure out exactly what all the pieces of the puzzle are, help the body clean itself out, and remember, the things you eat every single day are going to be the things that help create the good new healthy cells. Make sure to follow the anti-inflammatory diet. You are what you eat. That is the foundation. Regardless of all the things that I've laid before you, what you eat every single day is going to determine the foundational basis of what your health is going to bring. And don't forget to add in a tablespoon of cod liver oil for the omega-3 fatty acids that your body desperately needs every single day. We don't get those in many of our foods at all. Thanks for the call, Joseph. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, give us a call. This is the way to email come in. Sandra from Jacksonville, Florida, has been struggling with fibromyalgia. It was diagnosed 2 years ago. Under a lot of stress, just gone through a divorce. What do you think it could be? Well, fibromyalgia typically roots itself in mental-related stressors. So if you go through an emotional stress, divorce, lose a child, loss of a job, whatever, that's when you see a lot of people get thrown into that constant tissue pain, connective tissue pain of fibromyalgia, that achiness all over, and doctors tend to diagnose that fairly regularly. So I want to encourage you to do this. Managing stress is going to be a real key for fibromyalgia. Fasting one day a week so the digestive system can clear itself out is really big. Anytime you have inflammation throughout the body, so with arthritis, you get inflammation in the joint. Fibromyalgia is a generalized inflammation around the body. Get started on what you eat. You have to increase your levels of vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid. That is a huge help and increase your omega-3 fatty acids. I would get your vitamin D levels checked as well. Make sure they're between 70 and 90 on a blood test. But eating the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, that is going to be a place to start, because until you remove inflammation from the digestive tract, you can't remove inflammation throughout the body.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralact restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralact is formulated for powerful results. Theralact, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralact, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralact.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you.
On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, make an appointment with me right now. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. We'll kick this segment off and go with Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Thank you for taking my call, and you have been a blessing, and your book, Empowering Your Health, is a godsend. And I have a husband who is 52 years old, in his 40s. He was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. He has a history of high blood pressure, which he was taking Lotril and Coreg for. He has a family history of diabetes and high blood pressure. May 8th, he had a stroke this year. He's 52. He had a stroke. It affected his motor skills and his balance. He was in rehab for about 3 to 4 weeks. They never could get his blood sugar down in the hospital to be normal. After reading your book, I understand why. After he got home, we changed his diet from one extreme to the other, according to the book, which for the first time had brought his blood sugar down to normal.
That's fantastic.
So it works. He has an enlarged heart. Only 25% of it works. He had been overweight. He's like a big football player. He was about 270 to 300 pounds. His kidneys, this is when on May 8th, we found all this out. His kidneys are leaking protein, although they said they weren't diseased. We also found out that he had several silent heart attacks because of scar tissue, and then we found out that he also had diabetes. His diabetes when we went in, when he had the stroke, was over 600.
The blood sugar was over 600?
Yes. I knew that if he had a stroke. I didn't know it was a stroke at the time because they said it takes several hours to detect a stroke after it's happened. So they did a CAT scan and said nothing was wrong, although obviously there was. So anyway, they found out he had a stroke. If I would have taken him home, the doctor said he would have never woke up, which I assuming is a diabetic coma. So anyway, he ended up in the hospital for about a month. When he got out, like I said, we changed his diet according to the book. We've done as much organic as we possibly could, but just really gone according to the book. I'd say about a month after he got out, he was, the stroke had affected his motor skills and balance. He was totally fine as far as that went. He started working out, with some gym equipment and stuff, and he started walking. And then all of a sudden, his blood sugar was perfect. We were keeping tabs on it. I wrote everything down that he ate, which was perfect. And then all of a sudden, one day he started having pain in his legs. We thought maybe he was having a stroke. A blood clot because of the way he described it.
Sure.
We took him into the emergency room. They refused to take x-rays at my request, which, I thought they knew what they were doing, and they said he just had strained a ligament or something in his leg. Took him to the doctor because it kept getting worse, and they said, it was just, the same thing. He just strained himself. He started losing weight very rapidly. The top of his thighs are massive. He's always had big legs.
Right. Sharon, we've got about 2 minutes before I've got to close, so what can I help you do? What can I help you with this? I get the complete picture of what's going on, but what can I help you do?
He's been in excruciating pain in his legs going on 3 months. He can't sleep at night. nobody can find out what's wrong. We had an MRI done. We've had I don't know what they call them, ultrasounds done on his arteries. However they check their arteries, there's a little
so
bit
he,
of.
He's got constant pain. Does it get worse when he sleeps at night or during the day?
In the nighttime, it's worse, but it's always constant.
All right, here's the deal. With everything he's gone through, especially the medications that I know he's been taking based around heart failure, high blood pressure, and especially with any type of issue with diabetes, that a lot of times those medications deplete the body of important minerals. And I know this seems so remedial, but a lot of times when you deplete the body of these minerals, it can cause that deep, deep ache in the legs, especially at night. So here's what I want to encourage you to do. In the middle of all this, continue him on the anti-inflammatory diet. That's going to be important for a basis of just, you know, of giving his body what it needs. The foundational four, you know what those are, whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes. I would double up cod liver oil and then also probiotics. But it's important to give him the right kind of minerals. Magnesium iodide in higher levels, say 500 to 1,000 milligrams before bed, and potassium chloride would be really good. Now, I would do those in separate doses. You can also do a multi-mineral, make sure it's a whole food base, and that's going to help replenish what a lot of these medications have depleted from the body, and that should help tremendously with any pain in his legs. Also, 8 ounces at night of goat's milk yogurt before he goes to bed is the highest absorbed form of calcium that we can take. Thanks for the call, Sharon. We're always here for you. That's another hour in the chart, the show that's empowering your health. I'd like to thank producers in the booth. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. For calling the show, we miss you. You always send me an email online. It'll be back soon to the evening. In the meantime, forget about the past. It's gone. Focus on today. That's your gift and realize your best days are still ahead. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember there's always hope to get your health back. That's what we're always here for.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.